At issue is whether or not to raise any, some, or all of the 1,400 barrels full of ammunition parts that were secretly dumped in Lake Superior from 1958 to 1962. The Red Cliff Band of Ojibway is involved because Western Lake Superior is part of the region of ceded territories. That's an area they believe they're responsible to protect. For now, Tribal Chairwoman Ruth DePerry has put a gag order over this investigation until it is finished. DOD and Army Corps people will only say that it's important they visit this region and see firsthand what, if any, danger these barrels represent to Lake Superior. Earlier this year, investigators said they'd uncovered evidence that unexploded ordnance and waste materials from secret weapons construction are inside these barrels, which lie 100 to 200 feet deep over a 20-square-mile area near Duluth. This is Red Cliff's way of honoring the ancient Indian proverb, "Treat the earth well. It was not given to you by your parents. It was loaned to you by your children." At Red Cliff, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.